there was something different about the food contest at this year's biennial event in Juneau, Celebration. Along with the usual samples of seaweed, judges also tasted seal oil, which was rendered in communities throughout Southeast. But the competition wasn't just about awarding the traditional food. The event organizer says it's also about a history of cultural resilience that still resonates today. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story.
The judges call this tasting the breakfast of champions. And they aren't kidding. They're snacking on nutritious jars of seal oil at 10 in the morning. Jody Mitchell dips her spoon into a jar the color of amber.
So I see you're going back for another bite of that one.
Yeah, I like this one.
I do too.
Mm. Floating on top of this oil is crackling, or crispy seal fat. She says it melts in the mouth.
You know, my mom used to love these the best. I remember her picking them out of the jar and eating them, you know, so it reminds me of her. Yeah. She put seal oil on everything.
Mitchell is keeping track of the tastings with points and notes, which she'll share with the other judges later. Some seal oil is heavy, others are light. It's created by simmering the fat over a low to medium heat, a delicate process that can impact the flavor. For Mitchell, a winning entry tastes like being transported home.
Just taking a bite of this reminds me of my grandparents and sitting around the table eating native food with all of them, and that was the best. I mean, food's always best when you share it.
And Sea Alaska Heritage President Rosita Worrell says that's the reason seal oil was added to the competition this year. She'd like to see more people proudly enjoying their traditional foods. Unfortunately, she says it hasn't always felt welcome, especially at a time when Native people were forced to assimilate.
I will tell you, you know, that when we were growing up and going to school, people would make fun of us because of our food, and, you know, we became ashamed of it.
But she says seal oil is something to be celebrated. She likes to eat it with dry fish or potatoes. But as a girl, just 6 years old, taken to a federal boarding school in Haines, seal oil was nowhere to be found. She says all the kids were homesick for the flavor, so they gravitated towards something the boarding school had plenty of that tasted similar.
They would serve cod liver oil, for it was like a vitamin, and we would love it. And we would kind of circle back and get in the line so that we could have more of it.
Although boarding schools are a thing of the past, Worrell thinks the policies that discourage Native people from harvesting traditional foods are not. To hunt seal, a person has to have a certain percent of Native blood, according to the Marine Mammal Protection Act. And it's becoming harder for the younger generations to meet that threshold. According to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, in the last decade, nearly 20,000 Alaska Native people had less than the federal requirement.
I went to a meeting and I heard a grandfather say, "I can't even take my grandson out to go hunting seal with me."
And Worrell says that means less seal, and seal oil is making it into people's homes for elders and future generations to enjoy. She'd like to see that change. In the meantime, she says including it in this year's food contest serves as a reminder. The taste for seal oil isn't going away.
So I think this is number one. You agree?
I can live with that.
Back at the judges' table, after discussing the nuances of all the different jars, the judges decide who they'll award first place. One judge says it's the seal oil she'd be most likely to crack open and share with family and friends. The winning entries came from Angoon, Metlakatla, and Cake. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.
And maybe it's just my bias towards the chunks that are in there.